In court in Baghdad today, an admission from Saddam Hussein, but not an admission of murder. The former Iraqi leader is charged with ordering the killing of 148 Shiite villagers after a failed attempt on his life in 1982. Today, Saddam told the court he destroyed the villagers' farmland as punishment and referred the men to a court which ordered their execution. Saddam said that execution was justified. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports from Baghdad.
Document after document placed on an overhead projector provided a paper trail prosecutors hope will convince judges Saddam and his seven co-defendants are guilty. Letters, lists, records of families who were taken from the jail, those who were imprisoned, those interrogated, and those who died in custody. At one point, prosecutors played a recorded telephone conversation between Saddam and a Ba'ath Party official from 1991 during the crackdown on a Shiite uprising in the south after the first Gulf War. They're discussing destroying palm groves and farmland in Basra, and the official says he's clearing the land there in the same way Saddam did in Dujail. Saddam didn't deny the charge.
I destroyed it. Destroying does not mean that I drove the bulldozer. It was a decree issued from the Revolutionary Council. I signed the decree.
Saddam also acknowledged he referred 148 men and boys from the jail to the Revolutionary Court, and they were all eventually executed. Prosecutors are attempting to prove that the men didn't receive proper trials. When he was allowed to address the court, Saddam had a question. Where's the crime? Is referring a defendant who opened fire at a head of state, no matter his name, a crime, he asked. He told the court to leave his co-defendants out of it, that he'd bear responsibility for his decisions at the time. The trial is adjourned until March 12. The sudden improvement in the proceedings, including subdued defendants and stronger evidence, may bolster its credibility in the eyes of the Iraqi people. But most have more pressing problems. Not far from the courtroom in the fortified Green Zone, explosions again rocked Baghdad. Car bombs killed at least 26 people today and wounded dozens more. One of the blasts hit Tahrir Square, where Iraqis lined the sidewalks to sell second-hand clothes. Khaled Abu Abdullah staggered away from the scene, his clothes bloody from carrying the dead and wounded. He had to focus hard to find the words to speak.
These people selling clothes, what good comes of killing them? Does this killer have an aim? No. He targets innocent people trying to live. He's a terrorist, a criminal. He doesn't know God.
Nearby, kindergarten teacher Satota Al-Ani began to cry when she spotted a patch of blood on the ground. The plump woman had raced across the street when the explosion ripped through the square.
The police didn't let me come in. These people are my people, from my neighborhood. May God have revenge for all the people who have died. These people have families.
A man cleaned the mess outside his shop before closing and leaving for the day. Another pulled broken teacups and glasses from his cart to throw away. And nearby, a CD seller stayed open, playing recordings of the Holy Quran. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.
إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي